Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies for...
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we're also heard on the Rapture Ready Radio Network, which is the network of our sister Jackie Elnor. We also have a YouTube channel, which is under my name, Susan Puzio, and our book, Seed Faith, Can a Man Bribe God? How False Teachers Manipulate and Hypnotize You for Offerings. And that book is basically my testimony through the Word of Faith. And we also discuss many of the false teachers and preachers that are out there. And there are so many of them out there right now. And I just wanted to give you a quick update here about our program that we had scheduled for today. We had originally scheduled for Jackie Elnor to be on today, and we were going to discuss when discernment ministries fail to discern. So, telling you, it's been an amazing week because we went back and forth all week on this subject, and we had a program ready for the topic today, but we still were checking out facts and talking to different people that were involved. So we're not going to do that program today, and I'm going to prepare another program probably for tomorrow, and maybe Jackie will come on tomorrow, because like I said, we were all week going back and forth and getting the audio clips and doing the research for this very important program, really, because there's so much that goes on between different discernment ministries, that's what some people call them, but and people that basically do research into false teachers and false doctrine and try to keep people updated about the situation in the church. And when Jackie and I were talking about this, she mentioned Jeremiah 1:10, and this scripture says, "See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant." So basically, I think in the days that we're living in now, we have to really just tear down all that old garbage that's been out there that's been called the gospel. And we have to try to help rebuild the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ from the ground up. There's been so much false teaching and so much false doctrine, and we do not want to lead people astray. God forbid. It weighs on us very heavily. And you see this kind of thing going on nowadays where people are new believers, and people are out there promoting them and endorsing them when they haven't even checked out what they believe. And some of these people eventually wind up on the gospel junk heap where they don't even want anything to do with Jesus. because the more that they dig themselves into the hole by being a new believer and people putting them out there in public to do public ministry and to give testimonies and whatever, when they're not ready to do it because they don't even know them, they don't even know themselves what they believe. And we had a similar issue this week where some ministries were endorsing someone that really wasn't ready to be put out there, and they didn't really examine the background of the person, and they didn't look. That's why it's very important to look over their whole body of work. And so when you're researching a person, you have to go back whatever is out there online that they have said, not what somebody else said about them, but what they have said themselves. And with the way the internet is now, we can document whatever I've said over the past 10 or 11 years here on the internet. And as far back as my website, I think my website goes back to 2004 or something like that. So that's all documented. So if you wanted to quote me or to call me out on something, you could say, well, look, you said this then, and here's your own words. And then I would have to admit it and admit my mistake. But really, instead of researching the person, and for the person's own good, really, because this person, like I said, could wind up on the gospel junk heap eventually. And the men that were involved did not do their research. And there was another brother that did a video on YouTube, and he called this person out, the person that's a new believer and the person that's being pushed out into public ministry when they're not ready, really. And he called the person out for some false doctrine they were teaching, which basically was that they had a vision of Jesus, they saw Jesus, and he had a rays coming out of his heart and whatever. Well, that can't happen. That's not a vision that comes from God, because we're not, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father right now, and he's not coming back to appear to people. It just doesn't happen. Jesus warned us of that when he said, if people tell you that I'm here and I'm there, I'm not there. So anyway, when the brother called the person out by making a YouTube video, the person that he was talking about, and he was right to call the person out. The person that he called out then had the videos taken down for a copyright infringement, when really there was no copyright infringement. There's such a thing as fair use, where you can take small clips or quotes or whatever of other people's work, and you can criticize what they're saying. It's called fair use. Well, there's other ways that you can use copyrighted material. So people can't really bring copyright claims against you. They could actually get sued themselves for doing that, because it's not legal. If you don't like what someone says about you, you can't just file a copyright claim so that it goes away from YouTube. But anyway, YouTube takes your video down after a copyright claim, whether you're guilty or innocent, and then you have to basically prove your case. So it's a big pain anyway, but a lot of the TV preachers, and especially the false teachers, if you say anything about their doctrine, if you slander somebody, you can be sued. So it's usually not slander, because you're bringing up something they said and you have the proof of what they say. But they like to say, oh, we're being persecuted and we're being attacked. Well, it's not persecution if somebody calls you out on a false teaching. That hardly can be called a persecution or an attack. You know, they like to say, oh, we're being attacked. No, you're being called out for your false doctrine. And the Bible instructs us to do that. The scripture says that you'll know them by their fruits. So that means you make a judgment. So you have to study all the scriptures on judgment. You just can't throw out the scripture about do not judge. Well, we better judge what people are saying and what people are, especially what they're saying about Jesus, because people's eternal destiny rides on what we're teaching, or it can ride on that. I'm not saying that just because I teach something that, you know, I'm going to save the world or whatever, but I could affect somebody's salvation by saying and doing the wrong things. So we take our work seriously, and we were really deeply grieved this week about the things that were going on, and the fact that even when the brother made the YouTube video about the person that had the false vision of Jesus, he was saying things about the other brothers that were involved with this person, and then they all got mad at him, and then they started to agree with the person that was misled with the visions, getting to the root of the problem, which was the person coming out and saying that they had a vision of Jesus when they didn't really have a vision of Jesus. You know, it didn't happen. So instead of trying to help the person, this new believer, they're basically endorsing the person without really going and examining her whole body of work. And anyway, it was a big mess. It was a big mess. So anyway, I'm going to prepare a program for tomorrow. And we'll do a program. I don't know, maybe Jackie will come on tomorrow and we could talk more about it, or try to do this program in the future. It's very, very important, and I think in the days ahead we need to just really seek God about what we're going to say, what we're going to teach, who we're going to endorse. And also, you can who you're going to associate with. The fact that people can identify you with who you associate with. So as far as what they're teaching, you can still have friends that don't agree with you. I have friends that we don't agree on a lot of things, but they're still my friends because we can talk to each other, and I don't have to be afraid to say, well, I don't believe that. They don't get mad at me because I say I don't believe that. I don't get mad at them because of what they believe. We're trying to work it out together. That's what friends are for. Iron sharpens iron. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. So that's what our friends can point things out to us sometimes, that maybe we have a blind spot somewhere. So that we should be open to, as the body of Christ and brothers and sisters in the Lord, we should be open to somebody else correcting us or bringing something out that we're doing or that we're saying that does, especially if it doesn't agree with Scripture. So anyway, like I said, we won't be doing that particular program today, and I'll have to spend some time putting together another program, and maybe we can do this program tomorrow, or Jackie will come on another day and we'll talk about it, because it's a very, very important subject, and especially in the day and the hour that we're living in, with all the crazy stuff that's going on out there in the world, as it seems to get more insane by the day. So the body of Christ has to stick together. We have to stay strong, and we have to be aware of false brethren. And also, when people are new Christians and not to push them out into ministry before they're ready, because you can destroy them. And influence other people that can be hurt by it. So I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen where people, they get offended or they get hurt, and then they don't want anything more to do with Jesus. But that's a part of spiritual maturity, is that even if somebody offends you and somebody hurts you in the name of Jesus, you don't leave Jesus because he doesn't have anything to do with it. So, but when people aren't mature in the Lord, they can get offended real quick with the church, because we're going to be there. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be there examining what people are saying and weighing it with scripture, which we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be good Bereans. And when anybody teaches something, we're supposed to go to the scripture and check it out to see if it's so. And whether or not, I've heard people say this, well, you know, I go to church and the pastor, they don't really teach the word. Well, you have a Bible. You have a Bible. It's not the pastor's responsibility to grow you up in the things of God. You're responsible yourself to read your Bible, because you may not ever darken the door of a church again. Who knows? If there's another pandemic, they'll be closed down. They may close down forever. The buildings. So when you come right down to it, it's going to be you and Jesus, and that's the best. That's the best. So there's nothing wrong with assembling with other believers, but as we could see in the past few months, that might not happen. So I believe God is trying to teach us to be totally dependent on him, and not to have pastoritis, where you're totally dependent on the pastor to teach you the word of God and to grow you up and then to be there for you. He may not be there for you. He may not be there. But I know somebody that will be there for you. And he said he would never leave you or forsake you. So anyway, that's what I wanted to say today. And we'll see how all this plays out. And I'll see you tomorrow. I'll put the program up, and we'll have our program tomorrow. Okay? So God bless you, and stay strong in the Lord. Remember, if you're not born again, if you haven't made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, ask him to come into your life today. Ask him to be your Lord and Savior. Ask him to forgive you of your sins, because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But he said he made a way for you to receive salvation and to receive forgiveness. And Romans 10:10 says, confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. So confess your sins and get a brand new life, because you don't want that old life anyway. Forget about it. Yuck. Right? God bless you. City that's set on a hill, its ruler and maker.
in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.